2L. Listen to an extract from a radio show. The speaker is in the middle of a short talk about procrastination. Answer the questions in Finnish.
Never start today what you can leave until tomorrow.
A good thing. But the good news is that those who put things off can get results that are just as good as those of non-procrastinators. Kids at school can be playing video games, for example, right up until a month before a major exam. That's when they start to flip through their books and begin their revision. The learning curve is so steep that within a month they're at their peak and pass their exams with flying colours. At work, we see how some people prefer to start their engines running just days before the deadline. They burn the midnight oil, and powered by a rush of adrenaline, they're able to deliver outstanding work bang on time. These people are not lazy. Their strategy for running a 3,000-metre race is to enjoy a slow, comfortable pace throughout and start sprinting the last 400 metres when they hear the bell ring. That's a long period of slow or non-activity, followed by a short burst of hyperactivity. Of course, there are those procrastinators who sit on things for ages, hoping that they'll somehow disappear. This is the type of procrastinator we're focusing on today. Julia Orman from Sussex tweeted, "I'm a teacher. I once left a pile of notebooks unmarked for so long that I was too embarrassed to return them to the students, yet again unmarked. So I chucked them, then went into the classroom and told the students that their notebooks had been stolen." Shame on you, Julia. And there was this guy from Blackpool who wrote in and told us about his girlfriend, who was an ace procrastinator at school. He said she would do anything to avoid starting essays, for example. Once, he found her weighing the dog, convinced that she would be able to settle down and write the essay once she knew how heavy the dog was. He eventually married her, and now, 12 years later, his family refers to procrastination as weighing the dog. Jean Lovell from Begbrook sent an email telling us about the time he went into a shop.